Welcome, welcome. So excited to share this short training with you today. So you know that you are in the right place if you are an expert in your industry or you're an aspiring expert. I know sometimes it's hard to claim the label expert, but really this is for you if you are committed to excellence in your industry and serving your clients at the highest level, but you've been yet able to really break through that income ceiling. You know, maybe you want consistent 5K months, maybe you want consistent 10K months, or maybe even bigger than that, but you're wondering, like, what's keeping you stuck from going to that next income level? And even beyond that, what's keeping you stuck from attracting and converting really ideal clients? You know, there are plenty of business owners that have plenty of clients, but, you know, only a small handful of them are actually ideal. You know, the ones that really appreciate you and value you and take the work that you do and run with it to the highest level. So that's what this call is about, is really helping you break through that next level so that you can achieve the results that you want in your business, whether, again, that's making more money, doing more of the work that you love to do, or really attracting those ideal clients and getting more clients into your business. So just real quick, if you don't know who I am, my name is Kristen Baker, the short version is that I've spent nearly a decade in high-end sales. I closed over $100 million in revenue. And I've also helped my clients to 10 times their revenue in 6 months. I've helped them go from $150 contracts to $30,000 contracts. But, you know, not only are they making more money, but I think more importantly, they're only doing the work that they love. They're only working with their favorite kinds of clients. And ultimately, they're getting to do way less marketing and sales and really get to focus back in on the business and delivering the service that they started this business to focus on and to deliver and getting back into the mastery. And I've done that with them using the proprietary formulas and systems that I developed based both on my extensive sales experience as well as my master certification training in Jungian spiritual psychology coaching. And that is really about the latest research in the field of neuroscience and positive psychology. So let's go ahead and dive on in so you can see your sales shadow and change those results, break through your income ceiling. But you know, I think the really cool thing is that not only are you going to really transform your results, but you're going to love the journey of getting there. And I think working with the mindset, working with the shadow, the really amazing opportunity is that, you know, a lot of people can teach you how to get the results, but can they teach you how to get the results loving what you're doing day to day? Can they teach you how to get the results and love the results? And really fully show up in the results and really, once you're in the results, go to that next level and not be afraid of losing what you've created. And I think that's really the power of this work, is that not only do you get to really create those results with way more ease and way more effortlessly, but you actually get to love creating and you get to love the result even more. So let's talk about, go ahead and talk about the worst sales experience you've ever had. And by that, I actually mean being sold to, not where you're the seller, but really where you're the sellee, where someone is trying to sell you. So I want you to think about it, bring it into your mind, be the pushiest, rudest, most manipulative salesperson you've ever been on the other end of being sold to. And I want you to bring that experience to your mind right now. And if you are able to, I want you to go ahead and write it down. Just a little bit. You don't have to write the whole entire story, but I'll just give you 30 seconds to write it down. Okay, so I want you to ask yourself, like, what was it about that person that really triggered you? Like, what kind of person would you describe them as? Like, what kind of person does that? Just think of a characteristic, one word. And if you think of a lot of words, like pushy, manipulative, whatever, just choose one and choose the one that, like, really, like, God, those kind of people, like, really, oh, they, like, really trigger you.
Okay. And I want you to ask yourself, how do you avoid being like that person? Like, how do you avoid being like that? How do you avoid being pushy, manipulative, whatever, rude, whatever word you choose? How do you avoid being like that? And just write a few notes down. All right, and now I want you to ask yourself, how does that limit my sales success? How does avoiding being like that salesperson, a characteristic, pushy, manipulative, rude, whatever, how does that limit my sales success? How does that limit my ability to convert ideal clients? I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to think through that. And if you feel a little bit of resistance to the question or like, oh, it doesn't limit me, I want you to just kind of like soften to the idea, like really even breathe into your body and sort of soften around the question and allow the answer to come to you. Because there's a part of you that does know the answer to this, but if you're feeling in resistance to it, you might just need like a little space to let yourself sort of allow the answer to come to you versus trying to like force it or just reject the question entirely. All right, so give you another 15 seconds. All right. So I'm going to have my lovely volunteer, Sarah, is going to walk through this with me. I'm unmuting you now. Sarah?
Hello.
Oh.
I'm here.
There we go. Now I hear you. Sorry about that. All right. So what came up for you? What was that worst sales experience?
So I was thinking about, it was about this time last year, there was a women's conference, and it was at a hotel here in town, and my friend was a speaker on the panel, so I was going to go to support her, and, it was under the guise of supporting women in business here in Austin, mm-hmm. And then, so we were about halfway through the program, and a gentleman who has apparently funded this whole thing decides to take the rest of the time to talk about his mastermind program and how we should all go, and there'll be this great conference in Vegas and like a cruise and like all this stuff, and it was just really high pressure sales, and just, you know, he was standing there like, none of you have made millions of dollars, so why aren't you joining me? Like, this is, you know, a great opportunity I'm handing you. And it was just like oozing of holier than thou egocentrism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what was the one word you would use to describe him?
Egocentric.
Egocentric. Okay. And how do you avoid being like that?
Yeah. I guess I'm usually, you know, I usually just like put the other person above myself in situations. Mm-hmm. I'll acquiesce or be passive or non-confrontational.
Mm-hmm. And how does that limit your sales success, would you say?
I would say I probably give up on someone before I'm able to really express the full value that we could offer them or what they'd be missing out on by not pursuing video or, you know, especially pursuing it with us in particular because, you know, we know what we're doing and we get good results. But, for people to not pursue it at all or even try it, it's like a huge missed opportunity in their business.
Mm-hmm. And so if you push them a little bit more, might they see you as holier than thou?
Maybe.
And I think this is actually interesting for you, Sarah, because I know you and we've had some conversations, and I think this is less about the business that you're in now and more the opportunity for the business that you want to be in.
Mm.
and showing up as the authority, right?
Right. Yeah.
And sharing your success.
Like a struggle for me.
Because you have made good money and like you've had significant success, more than a lot of people that you have the opportunity to help. And so how might they feel if you showed up that way?
Yeah, I've been trying to own that more. And I mean, yeah, I'm still like taking baby steps towards that whole endeavor, but.
So how did you feel? And this, but this will help you with what you're doing right now too, right? Because it's really, to me at the end of the day, you're selling the same thing. You're still selling business success, whether you're selling it as a coach or you're selling it as a video, you know, video through video, you still have to show up as the expert that says, I understand how I can help you make more money in your business, whether it's through video or through consulting.
Right.
And you as a representative of your company, like that's what's going to help you make, you know, even grow even bigger than where you are now. So how did you feel when he was in that holier than thou space?
It was just like, I was just watching these people, like it was just like zombies going back to the room to sign up for this like program that maybe they didn't really have the means to invest in, but they just felt so compelled, or like he just talked everyone down that they they went for it.
Yeah. And how does it feel to be talked down to? Like how does that feel for you?
It just felt slimy. Like the whole energy of the room was just like, it made me sick to my stomach.
And did it make you feel lesser than? Like, did it make you feel like you're doing something wrong, or like if someone is telling you like, you know, I'm doing all these great things and you're not, like, how does that make you feel? Like ashamed a little bit?
Yeah, or just really defensive, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm happy with how far I've come, and like I'm looking forward to more, but I might not need your help, like.
Yeah, and what is beneath the defense? Like what's underneath the defensiveness?
Well, I mean, I guess that is like the shame, or like, you know, like that comparison, like, oh, I'm not there yet.
Exactly. So the defensiveness shows up to protect you from feeling like, oh, maybe I'm not there yet, you know? And then whatever that feeling that arises that's like that compare and despair, like, I'm not there yet, like a failure or something. You have to choose your own words.
Right.
You know, I'm just using words that a lot of people can identify with. And so when you don't show up as an authority, it's because you're trying to protect other people from feeling like a failure, like how you felt in that moment. So when you're willing to feel like a failure or whatever, you know, whatever that feeling is for you, you're not going to need to protect other people from feeling like that. You're not going to purposely make them feel like that, you know.
Right.
You're not going to go out to be like, you're a failure, that's why you need me, you know.
Right.
But I think if you, but we swing on the pendulum, we don't even own, like, this is what I've created, you know. This is where I am. This is the reality, and if you want my help, like, then I can help you get where you are. I'm not better than you because I'm more successful than you. I just know something that you don't know.
Right.
So for you, you have to face that, like, if you're willing to feel like a failure, like, you can challenge, like, watch the story. It's called, like, metaconsciousness. Like, watch the story. You know, don't believe the story that you are a failure. It's like, oh, you know, I'm buying into that story that I'm a failure because I haven't reached this point yet. That's just an ego defense
mechanism. Right.
It's okay. Right? But it's like, this is how that feels in my body. And I can experience that feeling. Now I don't need to protect anybody else from it, and I can show up as the authority.
Right.
So you take the gem of what he's offering, like the holier than thou, like that's the extreme end of it. But there's a gem in it for you, which is the authority. So like for everybody listening, you want to take, you're seeing the extreme of that characteristic in other people in those triggers, but there's a gem in there that you're missing, and that you are, that your mind is showing you in rejecting the extreme. And that's it, to take it back. So, thank you, Sarah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was very powerful.
Great. Okay, so So I know some of you have heard me do that exercise before, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper in kind of explaining the components today of like what's really happening in that exercise, and how is it so powerful and transformative, as Sarah, you know, just said. And we're going to go deeper into that this month, and obviously I go deeper with my one-on-one clients. But I want to talk about what's happening so you can just be aware of it. So what we've uncovered is a part of the shadow. Now, the shadow is not bad, dark, or wrong. It's just where we put all the things that we have rejected about ourselves. So we start out as, you know, infants, as babies, as these unlimited beings. And then slowly but surely the world tells us what parts of ourselves, and we interpret, right? The world doesn't really tell us, we interpret. What parts of ourselves, if expressed, create pain and which create pleasure, right? So for example, you know, if we show up as holier than thou, that's gonna cause us pain. People are gonna reject us because we've showed up that way. And that's just, you know, it's called conditioning, right? That's what happens. But it happens to different people differently. Some people don't wanna be seen as not the authority, you know? So they have to show up as holier than thou. Because showing up, they think that showing up anyway else would be appear as weakness, and that causes them pain. So that's why it's unique to everybody. But the process of how it happens and how to change it is the same for everyone. So the parts of ourselves that we create that create pleasure, you know, connection, validation, approval, we put those in our persona. Okay, and the parts that we perceive as pain, we put in our shadow. We put them unconscious. We reject them, and we put them in the unconscious. As you saw in the exercise, when we leave those parts of ourselves in the shadow, in the unconscious, they put major limitations on ourselves. So the other part is starting to see, again, like I said, how subjective it is, right? So one person can interpret the world as that if they're not super aggressive and they're too nice, then people are going to just push through their boundaries. Right? And other people think that being nice causes them pleasure. And if they set too many boundaries, then people are going to reject them, and that's going to cause them pain. So you take the exercise again, you want to look at, like, what is the opposite characteristic? So, you know, for Sarah, if, you know, kind of showing up as holier than thou is part of the shadow, then the persona might be sort of humble. And that would be something that's like, oh, and when I'm more humble, people accept me, they don't reject me, right? And that's the conditioning. That's what we've been raised to believe. Whereas, again, quite subjective, someone else could have had the exact opposite experience. So the persona, this is what you're conscious of, the persona is a clue to the shadow. It's asking yourself, how do I wish people would see me, and how do I want them to not see me? Those are clues to the shadow. So triggers show us our shadow. And here's the other thing, is that the shadow, and you'll see other people teach it like this, so I want you to be conscious and cautious of this, is that it's not something that needs to be healed or fixed or cleared. In fact, it's the opposite. When you try and heal it, clear it, or fix it, you're further rejecting it. You're pushing it even further into the shadow. And so it's in the rejection of those parts of ourselves that it gives us the power and it holds the limitations in place. But when we love and accept it and stop rejecting it in other people and in ourselves, we integrate it, and then we have the power. We are free of those limitations, so we can use that energy freely. The shadow is holding all of this energy, this potential. And when we reclaim it and when we integrate it, we now get that potential back, and we're really free and full of potential, and we're no longer bound by our personal history and by our conditioning. So, how do we identify the shadow if it is unconscious by definition? We have to bring it to consciousness so that we can integrate it. Well, as we saw today, one of those ways is in triggers. One of those ways is actually in dreams. That's a more advanced work. I do dream work with my clients, and visualization. And so there's some of the ways that we can see it so that we can integrate it. But really, you can start by just noticing your triggers and saying, oh my God, that person is representing a part of myself that I've rejected, and if I reclaim that, now I have more freedom. If I reclaim the gem in that, I have more freedom. So that's really important. You may want to listen to that little phrase a couple times. So now, here's the other important part, is how do you integrate it? You can't just sort of like, this is not intellectual. Like, you cannot intellectually integrate. That's what people, when they're like, well, I know that, Kristen. Well, I understand that. It's like, I teach that already, Kristen. Whatever. It's like, yeah, you might understand it intellectually, but if you aren't living that way, you haven't yet integrated it, which is an emotional process. Like, you, if you just know it, nothing changes. You have to integrate it through emotion. Emotion has the power of where you integrate it. And that's how you, to integrate it, it's about changing the conditioning and stop reinforcing the old personal history conditioning. And it's by showing our mind and our body that we're bigger than the perceived pain that the shadow causes us. We're more powerful than it. So like I was telling Sarah about, when you are afraid to feel like a failure, that holds a lot of power, and you start trying to protect other people from feeling that. But when you're not afraid of that feeling, like that felt sense in your body, if it's a drop in your stomach, the tightness in your throat, whatever shows up for you, you don't need to protect other people from it. And they're not going to perceive it necessarily the same. You're projecting that they're perceiving it the same way as you, and they have their own conditioning. So whether they are or they aren't really has nothing to do with you. So you don't have to use that as a limitation any longer. So we have to go through it, not avoid it, not going around it, not hear it, healing, clearing, or fixing it, right? And so in this way, we integrate it. We're free to use that characteristic. We're free to show up as the authority, which is what we need to go to the next level. So that's why the cool thing is that your triggers are showing you what you need to go to the next level. If you're hitting an income ceiling, if you're attracting ideal clients, like, your triggers are showing you exactly what you need every single day to go to the next level. Instead of trying to avoid the triggers or, you know, stop being stressed out or, you know, whatever, all of those things are giving you opportunities to go to the next level. So instead of trying to, like, fix those things, like stop them or fix them or whatever, they're giving you the opportunity to go to the next level that you need. So and the cool thing is that when we integrate it and we're free to use the characteristic as we need to go to the next level, people who used to trigger us, they don't anymore, right? And so we can, you know, so those people who we perceived as, you know, whatever, they're no longer going to trigger us, which means they no longer exhaust us. And so we can receive those people as clients if we want. We can receive those people as mentors if we want, or not if we want. But they're no longer going to trigger us and exhaust us. And so this awareness gives us a new way to see the world, where everything that shows up is for happening for you, not to you. Everything is an opportunity to see your mind, to see your shadow, and to integrate those rejected parts of ourselves, which gives us the freedom to create something new. So this week, as you think about moving people from, you know, prospects into sales conversations, one-on-one, I want you to notice that when you talk to people one-on-one and networking online, email, after talk or workshop, you just want to become aware and ask yourself, who do I want them to see me as? And that's pointing to your persona, right? Who do I want people to see me as? Do I want them to see me as successful and, whatever? And then the opposite of that is, who are you afraid for them to see you as? Right? So, like, one example would be, if you want them to see you as successful, are you afraid that they're going to see you as a failure, as a fraud, as a fake, as a know-it-all, whatever? That's pointing to your shadow. Now, at the end of the day, like, people try and really, like, they want something to hold on to with the shadow. Like, they want to give it a name and give it a label and, like, say, is this my shadow? Is this my shadow? But the shadow is really more of a feeling than it is a word. So you may be able to identify with when the word failure comes up for me. There's a specific feeling tone in my body. You know, when the word needy comes up for me, there's a really specific feeling tone in my body. So it's okay to use those words to sort of connect them with a felt sense. Like, even, like, for me, the word lightness and the word freedom, even though, like, semantically they pretty much mean the same thing, I feel different when I think about, oh, lightness, versus when I think about the word freedom. So, and that's just personal. So that's why, like, the words are less important than the feeling. Really, the feeling is where the power is. So, and really what I want you to practice this week is just looking at, who do I want people to see me as, and what am I afraid they're going to see me as? And just the awareness alone is going to open you up to something new. So what's next? You know, how do you make what's unconscious conscious and integrate it so that you can really move beyond this income ceiling that you have, or move beyond the current perception that you have of, you know, who's coming into your world as far as clients and ideal clients and all that, right? So you can do this exercise on your own over and over and over again. And honestly, I would recommend doing that because it gives you so much awareness. Self-coaching is awesome, but there is a point where you have blind spots. You can't see. There are assumptions that you're making that are so drilled into you, like they're so part of your conditioning, you can't see them. You need a coach to see them. You need a trained coach to see them. And so I self-coach, you know, but I also have a coach to help me really move, to be able to see the blind spots that are causing me to put the brakes on my success so I can lift those brakes and just move so much faster. So let me give you a quick example. I was talking to a client the other day, and we were talking about this idea of people disappoint me when I help them because they don't reciprocate them, and when I need them, they let me down. And so, you know, we looked at it, and she was like, "Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, what's the opposite of not needing them? Well, it's, you know, I do it alone." And what she wasn't able to see until I pointed out to her, I was like, what is the common denominator assumption in both of those things? You know, and I need them to help me versus I can do it alone. And the common denominator that she couldn't see that I helped her see was that believing that they were the only ones who could help her versus you know, they being whoever in her context that was, whether it's, you know, a family member, a friend, whatever. But those are the only people that she believes could help them. And so her two choices in her mind were either I do it myself or they help me, you know, and if they can't help me, then I'm stuck, you know, doing it alone, versus there's a third choice, which is that if I need people to help me, then I can find people to help me. And they don't have to be those specific people, but it's like, am I willing to reinforce the belief that I'm worthy of getting the support that I need, and am I willing to put myself out there 100 times until that 101 person supports me in the way that I know that I can be supported, versus trying to get in that duality of either or. You know, my assumption is that either I do it alone or these people help me. There's the blind spot was being able to see that there are so many more options than that, and one of those options is all the other people in your life. And so the underlying assumption, you know, in both of those scenarios is that the unwillingness to put myself out there until I connect with somebody who believes in my worthiness and mirrors it at that at a level that I'm willing to do that and willing to show up in that way. So I encourage both self-coaching and also having a one-on-one coach to help you see those blind spots.
Okay, so here's what I want to offer you. So for a limited time on my calendar, and you know, if you're listening to the replay of this, I don't know how long or how, you know, how long I'll offer these for or how many spots I'll have available at any given time. So don't delay in booking one of these so you can make sure you get your spot. But for, you know, some limited amount of time, what I want to do is I want to open this up to walk you through your sales shadow. I want to walk you through this exercise for you so you can see what those blind spots have been for you. You can see what that next level is for you. You can break through your income ceiling. And so if you want to get on my calendar, make sure that you go today and book something for this week, if at all possible, or in the next, you know, 5 business days. I don't book them out longer than that. So if I have time on my calendar, in the next 5 business days, then make sure you do it and book it. But if, you know, it's really important to you to go to that next level, right? If you're at that place where you're like, you know, I don't really know right now what's holding me back from getting those, you know, consistent 5 to 10K months, or, you know, what's holding me back from my income ceiling, the opportunity, as I've told you in this training, is right in front of you. There are triggers right in front of you. And I want to help you walk through this exercise for you and help you figure out, you know, what can't you see right now about the situation that's holding you back? Where's the opportunity for you to transform and transcend and integrate this next part of yourself to go to the next level? And so, I want to encourage you to do it on your own, see how that goes for you, but I'd love to walk you through it and see the power of getting somebody who has the experience doing so many of these and helping people see so many different kinds of blind spots, you know, really get the power of that kind of support and see what's possible for you with that kind of support. So I want to offer you what I call the high ticket sales mindset assessment. So really that it's about your sales mindset, right? And really the ability to increase your prices or attract more ideal clients or convert more ideal clients. You know, what's that mindset opportunity for you to go to that next level to really be able to powerfully attract those ideal clients more consistently, raise your rates if you want to, right? Sell higher end programs if you want to, sell longer contracts if you want to, you know, get renewals in for longer if you want to. You know, that opportunity that is right there, right in front of you. And I would just absolutely love to support you and walk you through that one-on-one and allow you to experience what it's like to be guided and to be supported one-on-one through this exercise and what you can see and what you can accomplish with that kind of support. So go ahead and go to mindsetassessment.convertidealclients.com, mindsetassessment.convertidealclients.com, and sign up again for a session within the next 5 business days if they're still available, if there's any open. If there's not, you know, you're welcome to shoot me an email and we can see if there's a time available, you know, that works for both of us. But, you know, again, do it now because I don't know how long I'm going to be offering these. So if there's any question that you want to do it, make sure you go to mindsetassessment.convertidealclients.com and get that session. Normally, you know, I sell these for $497 and so for a limited time, I just want the opportunity to show you how powerful it can be to walk through this one-on-one and offer them complimentary for, you know, a limited time. So if you go and you see that there's a price on it, you know, and I may not be offering it for free anymore. But for as long as I am, you know, just make sure that you go and take advantage of it for sure. So in this one-on-one session, what we're going to do is I'm going to walk you through this exercise so that you can uncover any money blocks that have been preventing you from getting more yeses. You know, we're going to discover what's unconsciously been sabotaging you from making that consistent 5 or 10K months or more. Like if you're at that level where you're making 10K and you're like, you know, I just don't know what that income ceiling is for me, like why I haven't been able to break through, this is it. This is what's showing up for you. So I want to help you through that. And then we're going to see like what's been stopping you from connecting and converting really ideal clients. So the other big thing I see with people is that they have clients, but they're not necessarily ideal. And so you want to understand what's showing up that's preventing you from attracting and converting ideal clients. You know, people who aren't asking you for discounts, who are making the most of that, you know, your work together, who are getting the best results from your work together. So and then at the end of the session, if you get great value, you want to keep going, you want to go deeper, we'll definitely, you know, discuss if it's a good fit to continue to work together and really what's possible for you in getting the support that you need and getting the help that you need. So this is really right for you if you're a service-based entrepreneur, if you're somebody who is either an expert in your industry, you're an aspiring expert, and you want to increase your income. You know, if you don't necessarily consider yourself an expert, but you are one who is really committed to excellence with your clients and committed to mastery with your clients, that's really how I define expert is somebody who's really committed to delivering to their clients at the highest level. And that doesn't mean perfect, right? It doesn't mean like, you know, perfect, but it does mean that you're constantly continuing your education in your industry, you're constantly continuing your learning, and you just absolutely love the mastery of it, you love learning about it, and you're really committed to serving your clients at a high level. You're passionate, this is right for you if you're passionate about making a positive impact on your clients' lives. And you know that you do have what it takes to deliver high-quality offerings and services to your clients, and you don't have any interest in reinventing the wheel or DIYing your success. You know, you're ready to finally release those money blocks that have been holding you back from that next level of income, and you're ready to give yourself the gift of clarity and get the help that you need. So this is really for people who, you know, want that support and want to, you know, really experience what it's like to get that support. So, and just again, the support itself is kind of a gift in and of itself, and just really being able to experience that level of being, you know, taken care of and guided to the next step in your business and your vision. So a couple of notes about it. Again, it has to be booked five business days from today. So if you go on the site, you want to book it, it needs to be booked no more than five business days from today. The questionnaire, it is required 24 hours in advance of our session. If I don't receive it, the session is going to be canceled. I want people who really want help. I want people who are really committed to help and who want to make the most. I mean, like I said, this is a $500 value. So I want people who are really showing up to make the most out of the session and who are really committed to their business, and that this is a now thing for you, right? This is you're not frenzied, but there is some urgency around, like, this is important to you, this is a priority to you right now, and going to that next level in your business is important to you, and filling out the questionnaire is only going to help you. It is designed to help you get clarity from the minute that you fill it out. So it's great for me. I like looking at it. I like to be prepared for our session. But really, it's primarily for you to get that clarity. And the questions are specifically designed to help you get some of that clarity. This is also only for new clients and people who have not had a consultation with me in the last 90 days. So only people, if you've already talked to me, had a consultation, then if you want to do this, you know, let me know. We can definitely set it up. But it will likely be at the price point. It will not be complimentary at that point. But if you're like, hey, I really need this little boost, you've already done a consult with me, or, you know, you just need, like, you have had some sort of realization, you want some support, just make sure to reach out to me. And we can set something up, but it won't be complimentary for people who've had a consultation with me in the last 90 days. Also, just FYI, it isn't applicable to people in direct sales or product-based entrepreneurs. This is really for service-based entrepreneurs who have the ability to price and package and deliver how you want to deliver and how you want to price and package. And it is only for people who, again, are committed to the mastery and committed to excellence in doing this work that they absolutely love. So I really hope that you will join me and really get the gift of experiencing this kind of one-on-one support so that you can really, you know, not only go to that next level with your results, but also feel amazing in doing it. You know what I mean? I think the biggest difference that I see with people who do mindset work and people who don't is that, you know, people who don't do mindset work, yeah, maybe they can get the results. Maybe. A lot of times they can't, but let's say maybe they could. But what they don't get is that once they get the results, they don't feel great about it. People who do the mindset work, they get the results and they feel great about it. People who do the mindset work, they you know, the day-to-day action it takes to get that result, they feel amazing about those day-to-day actions. Whereas people who are just focused on the result, you know, the journey to get there doesn't feel good. And then once they're there, you know, they get that little tiny hit of satisfaction and achievement, but, you know, it's gone pretty fast. But people who are committed to the mindset work, they get the results faster. They actually enjoy the results once they get them, but they also enjoy the journey along the way. So this is my favorite example, is dating, right? So people who do the mindset work when they're dating, they attract an amazing partner, but once they're in that relationship with that partner, they feel great about it. Like, they're not feeling like they have to walk on eggshells, or they're going to lose that person. You know, they can take their relationship to an even deeper level. But not only that, but they've actually, when they do the mindset work, they enjoy dating. Like, they love dating. Like, going on dates is super fun for them, and they're not in that space of being desperate or needy or, you know, constantly attracting people who are unavailable and confused about why they keep attracting unavailable people and all this heartbreak, right? People who don't do the mindset work, yeah, maybe they'll find a partner, but is it their soulmate? You know what I mean? And once they're in that relationship, can they really show up as themselves, or do they feel like they have to walk on eggshells? And let me tell you what, those people who don't do the mindset work, they do not enjoy dating. They don't. You know, every date is like, oh, will this person be the one? It's so stressful. And, like, how do I look? And what do I text? And, you know, should I text too soon or whatever, right? So, you know, the big opportunity is that the mindset work not only helps you create a new result that you couldn't create without it, but it allows you to fully enjoy the process of creating it. And then once you've gotten it, appreciating it, and then, you know, and then really allowing you to keep it from a space of joy and ease and not anxiety. So there's another thing I like to say, which is most people, most normal people who don't do this work, but I know you're not normal, they're either chasing the carrot, which is stressful, or they've gotten the carrot, but they're constantly afraid of losing it. And so if you want to not be that, you really have to prioritize this kind of work. So that you can have a carrot, you can be chasing the carrot, but you love the chasing of the carrot, you love getting the carrot, and once you have the carrot, you're not afraid to lose it. So that's what I have to say about that. And again, if you've listened to this replay and it's beyond the time that I'm offering these assessments complimentary, make sure you reach out to me if this is something that you want help with, and I'm happy to tell you kind of what the options are at that point. So keep me posted. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.